Folks, welcome back to the iHealth channel, the ABC Network, the podcasters channel, the whole network here with your host, Hurricane H. New day, new show, a topic that never ends and that we need more of. Every day is a good day to talk mindset and nutrition and wellness and overall health. And of course, with me, I have someone who coaches about my mindset and who talks about nutrition, who helps people basically, you know, get better, build muscle, you name it. So we're going to have some fun today with that. And those are topics that I think everybody is always interested in hearing and listening to. So without any further ado, I have with me Chris Karavasanos. Did I say it right now?
Perfect. That was okay, perfect.
Good. All right. Good, good.
Thank you for having me on the show.
That was a difficult one, but you know, I passed the test, I guess.
Well, yeah, listen. That was good though. You nailed it.
All right, Chris, appreciate it. Thank you, man. So Chris, I mean, you know, this is a business where we all need some help with. I mean, mindset is a big deal, and it makes a big difference on someone how to think about things, right? The more you switch your mindset in the positive way, the more results manifest. The more you get stuck in some old ways or not in a positive trend, you will have, you know, whatever you set to have, right? I mean, if your mindset is negative, everything else is going to start not going your way. Oh my God, this is happening, right? So before we get into all that, I know you had your own experience. So let's talk about Chris's experience and what got him to coaching today.
So I basically struggled with confidence from up to the age of about 16 years old. So 16 years old is when I discovered the barbell in my basement. I was a baseball player from the age of 4 to the age to about 17, 18 years old. I had a massive self-esteem issue. I'm naturally very skinny. And but I discovered the barbell, and that was like my own sanctuary. That was like my way to kind of unleash this energy that I had. And as time went on, I slowly fell more in love with just weightlifting and just becoming my own person in this other area. And the problem was I didn't have enough confidence to speak up and be like, I don't want to play baseball anymore. I was MVP in high school, batting over 500, team captain, starting shortstop, this and that, right? Whatever. But I also felt guilty because everyone saw me as this baseball guy. And I couldn't speak up for myself because of my lack of confidence. And I was training like a bodybuilder while I was playing baseball. I was trying to put on size. I was gaining weight. My body was changing. And this was hindering my ability to play ball. And I didn't really give a shit. Like, I was just trying to get bigger because that made me feel better. So that's kind of where I was going with it. And I had never gotten cut. Like, I had never gotten cut from a team. And I tried out for my college team. And I bombed the tryout. Like, it was just atrocious. And I got cut. I didn't make the team. And I was like, wow. You know, and I had two options. I could keep going down this lie that I was living, or I could be like, you know what? This is my way out. So what I did was I decided to make that my way out. And I actually had a turning point, though, leading up to me getting cut. And that turning point was when, because I had struggled with my confidence, I was around the wrong group of people. They were getting into trouble with, you know, robbing stores that were in our neighborhood, drinking alcohol, and just not taking care of themselves. And one night I got off of my work shift and I had nothing in my system. And we went to a nearby park and we were just drinking heavily. And I had no, I did not belong in this crowd of people, but because I struggled with finding my place and my confidence, I just went along with it and I got plastered and I actually passed out on someone's lawn. My friends left me there. I wake up, I'm like, where the hell am I? What am I doing with my life? Why am I doing this to myself? All because I was struggling with my mindset. And it took me to go through that in order to be like, I need to change. I'm never doing this again. And I'm going to start doing shit for me. And this led me down this personal development rabbit hole. And I was just like, this feels so good. Because I actually know that I was going down this other avenue that was causing me so much pain with catering to what other people saw me as, even though I hated it. And I was trashing my body to escape that reality. Because ultimately, that's why we have problems binge eating, doing drugs, and drinking alcohol. Right? No one really loves food to the point where they just can't stop eating. No, they can't stop eating because they're escaping that problem, that pain, that reality that they're living in, that they're allowing. And it's 100% your fault. And in order to elicit change in your life, you have to admit it's your fault. So when I went through that, I was like, I need to stop being a bitch in this area. I need to wake up and I need to start taking accountability for my own actions. And then once I started doing that, it just got better and better and better. And if you guys go on my Instagram, chris.caravasanos, it's my name, you guys will see on my story, I document the non-negotiable positive acts that I have to do every single day. And I show you guys this because that those actions, the getting up early, the reading and reflection, you know, I always have a positive quote book that I'm reading. Right now I'm reading Art of Living by Epictetus. I get up early, I open up this book, I read a page or two, and I'll write a quick paragraph of what I gathered from that page. After I do that, I hit the gym. After I do that, I'm good. Chris is good for the day. I strengthened my mind. I collected wins. And I'm ready to attack the day. And I bring that energy to my girlfriend. I bring that energy to my family. I bring that energy to everybody. If I don't get those things done, I'm going right back to that fucking kid who was drinking alcohol, covering up his own emotions, escaping his reality. And I'm beating that fucking guy every single day. And that's why I can use that pain that I went through to stem into my growth every single day. Because I just go right back. Because the only thing that's changed is my actions. Like, you guys can change your life if you just change your actions. You don't have to talk about it. You don't even have to look the part. It's what you do. And I think that's a very big problem nowadays. And that was my biggest problem. I was like, I'm going to do this, this, this. Okay, but are you doing it? Are you living it? No. So that was the biggest thing for me.
Well, Chris, there's quite a bit there. I mean, we can go for a couple hours right now just breaking that stuff down. But so I'm going to go back to this, the original story. I mean, first of all, you're 16, man. I think you've demanded too much of yourself early on. But that's a good trait because that's what got you where you are today. You were aware. You got aware early on. 16 for a lot of kids, you know, today, that's like, you know, I'm just having fun. I don't care about the world. You know, the world owes me and I'm cool with that. But you started already, like, you know, seeing that. Now you had something going for you. I mean, baseball is a cool thing. I mean, if you can make a career out of it, I mean, and you were good. But you stated that you had this self-confidence, you know, problem. Now I want to just spend some time on that one, because when you say you have self-confidence, were you not able to, I mean, you're playing in a game, you're playing with a team. I mean, you are out there. It's not like you're normally someone who's not self-confident is really shy, timid, hiding, and not in the face of anything. They don't know. They don't think they can do anything. So they wouldn't even bother with being on a team or anything. But you did. So why did you think that you had self-confidence issues at that time? Just curious, because for someone that's listening, they might be like, well, I'm doing all this. I'm confident. I can do this. That's why I'm doing it. You know. So what is that point where you felt really that you just lacked that confidence in yourself? Where you, but you just stated that you were actually working and playing and doing good.
Yeah. So what happened was I played baseball from the age of 4. I always played 2.5 years above my age, which is great. And you're right. To the average person, they're like, yeah, but that means you are confident. But the thing was, is I lacked the ability to do things that were for myself, because at 4 years old, I was playing this sport. And as much as I was excelling, doesn't necessarily mean that that's what I want to do with my life. So just because you're good at doing this one thing doesn't mean you have to do that thing, right? So we all have inside of us a conscience, which is basically, I say it's the authentic voice of God, it's the universe, whatever you believe in. We are all being spoken to. And I didn't see myself doing that over the course of my life as I got older. And I had this switch in me, and it was like, I need to become a stronger individual, because I'm still having anger issues with my relationships. I'm still having anger issues with my immediate family, even though I am good at baseball and you guys are seeing me do this and excel and this and that, to you, I'm doing good. But how about me? How about how I feel? Because I'm the one that has to wake up every single morning, look at myself in the mirror, and be happy about what I'm seeing. And it takes, and the thing is a lot of this can be misconstrued. In order to be, this is what I've discovered, because in my relationships, I've had a lot of issues, but that was mainly because of who I was. In order to be selfless, you have to be selfish. So in order for me to be a better person for my family, right, my husband, my wife, I have to be a better man. How do you be a better man? You have to be proud of yourself. How do you be proud of yourself? Well, who's the person that I look up to? When I was a little kid and I used to watch action movies, I would look at the main character. He was jacked, right? He had tats. He was just very, very respectful to other people. He had integrity. He had all these things. And I was like, I want that. He was not a baseball player. He was these guys that were just like, he was a good, solid man. That's it. He was in great shape. He did these things for himself. After he did those things, he gave to others. And that's all I wanted. But this was a very big lesson for me, because it allowed me to be like, I need to do what's best for me. And then once I'm doing what's best for me, now I could be more present in life. Like, I was not present during those times. I was trying to escape my reality, hence the drinking, hence the being around people that I didn't really want to be around. And when you're at a young age, you're more prone to these things. And we're all supposed to make mistakes, right? That's part of our path of learning and becoming a better person. Some people it lasts a little bit longer, right? In the college years. I did like a year of college. I didn't even like, that wasn't really my thing. But I discovered these things early on because I was being screamed at from the inside of, Chris, you can't be with these people. Chris, you shouldn't be drinking like this. Like, Chris, you really should quit baseball and do what's best for you, the thing that you know you want to do. Like, just fucking do it. But the thing was, I couldn't because I lacked confidence. So once I started doing what's best for me, getting up early, working out, hitting my macros, I felt so much better about who I was. Once I did that, I was like, all right, now that like baseball is not working out, I'm just going to leave now. I left baseball. Oh, I also want to be a trainer. Got certified. Oh, I want to start online coaching. Started doing that. Oh, I don't deserve this relationship. I'm out. I'm doing what's best for me. Why? Because I have the confidence in myself. You guys have to look out for you first. Then you can give to other people. If I'm in a relationship and I suck, if I'm fat and out of shape, I can't give that much to you. I can say that I love you, this and that, but if I'm not good as a man, I'm very limited at what I could do for you. I think of it as like giving someone a poor Christmas gift. If I'm in a relationship and I'm good, like I'm ripped and I feel good in my own eyes, you're going to be getting a much better gift, if that makes sense.
It does. So a couple of things that and thank you for clarifying, because I think what it is, and you're right, people do get into this loop, I would call it loop, because they just got stuck into it, you know, for whatever reason, they got put into it. Now, I know now for a fact, based just what you said, or maybe you can correct me, but the idea, you didn't choose to be in baseball, you were put into baseball and you kind of went into baseball and it became just that thing that you did because it felt good for everybody else. The perception that you were doing it and you were good at it, but that's not what drove you. That's not what got you motivated in the morning. And you were lacking that. You were realizing that that's not me, but why am I doing it? That's not me, but why am I doing it?
And I have to clarify, but yeah. One thing is because I didn't choose it when I was that young, obviously, I kept playing over the years. And in order for me to have peace with those experiences, because I am grateful for them, number one, because they make me who I am today. But number two is that's how you actually move on, is you have to have what's called acceptance. You have to accept what has happened and then move on from it. But I was choosing to go those years not leaving. That was all me because of the lack of confidence. And then once I was able to admit that, now I'm in the driver's seat. Now I could say, okay, it is because of me. So now I could start doing things to better myself. Right? It's not my family's fault. It's my fault for even continuing to do these things. But why is it happening? Why is it so hard? Because I am not confident in my own self. I'm afraid of failing. I have this other thing that I'm good in that's very hard for me to fail in, right? But I don't want to go and do these things that I love because I'm afraid of failing and looking like a failure. So I had to break that, and owning up to it was the biggest thing.
Well, the path of least resistance. You were there. It was comfortable. You were just doing it, right. And that's the end of it. So,
right.
But you're right. That was not fulfilling. That was not who you really wanted to be. But it was just cool. I can do this, and
right.
And I'll just keep, you know, going with emotions. And that's exactly. And then for the perception of the public, like, wow, this guy's got it made. He's good at what he's doing. And you're right. That can give, like, for me, if I saw you, I'll be like, wow, this guy is gonna make it big in the baseball, and he's full of confidence stuff. But you're right, the confidence is not so much about that. It's about everything else about yourself that you were missing, and you had to wake up to it literally and face it, which you did. That's another thing. I mean, not everybody sometimes wakes up early on to actually face the truth, the reality of who they really want to be, because sometimes, as you said, we can go further in life, and sometimes people find, and by the way, there's no time limit. You can go as long as you need to, and you just have to wake up one day, hopefully, and realize before it's too late. Exactly, before it's too late, because sometimes you're right, you get in the cycle, sucked in, and you know you're not going to see the difference anymore. It becomes you. But you said a few things that are powerful. Is that first you had to build that confidence in yourself, and you looked at yourself in the mirror. See, that's the thing. Like, it's what people are seeing and what you're seeing. You knew that that's not you. This is not how you want it to look or how you want it to feel. And that's not the purpose of life that you chose for yourself. And therefore, you needed to make an end of it. And then it didn't help that you've experienced, I would say, by the way, a lot of us do experience those things. Sometimes the wrong audience or the wrong entourage. And, you know, they're basically there, but they're not there. They're just there for a quick moment, but they're not truly there for you. And they're not going to be there for you a long time. They're just fly by night, you know, crowds that you hang out with. And we all have them. I mean, we've all been there.
Right.
You know, I mean, as you age, you would probably reflect, anyone watching or listening right now, you would think that.
I feel like, but some people, like even guys in their 30s, like I have clients. I had a guy who was, he's like 34. He was going out with his boys, but his boys drank a lot, right? 34, right? Forget age, but that's how old he is. He would tell me like that he is peer pressured by this. Like, he's getting, they're his buddies. He's been friends with them for a long time, but he's surrounded by this group of people, but he can't break out of that. Now, it's nothing against people who drink and like smoke weed. But the main thing is if you're trying to better yourself and you are not able to do that because of the people you're hanging around, then you really have to limit the time that you're spending with these people, you know, because I had to get good with me first, because I can be very affected and influenced by the people that I surround myself with. Like, and I think a lot of us can, without even realizing it. And I feel like because of that reason, we really have to be aware of, especially in the beginning, as time goes on, like I'm at a point now where if I'm surrounded by people drinking, it happens all the time. Like when I'm at a family event or something, I'm able to be like, I'm fine. Like I'm good here. But in the beginning, that's why I'm saying, especially is because you don't have that skill yet. That's why I say you got to be disciplined and strict in the beginning to build that ability to say no. Then as you progress, as you get better, as you develop that discipline, then you could start to be around those people and be like, yeah, all right, yeah, I could do this. Why? Because you're good with you. Right now, you're not good with you in the beginning. That's why you're still self-sabotaging.
So. Well, you're in control. So you get you're at the helm. You're in charge now. But you're right. Like a lot of us, again, 34, that's a mid-age, you know, and still fairly new age. Listen, I'm in the 50s, I can tell you. I've been there, done that. And it is a difficult task, you know, sometimes to balance, like, you know, friends, engage who they really are and what they really kind of contribute to your life, right? If they're just contributing nothing, But drinking and just BS stuff. That, listen, fun is nothing wrong. I'm not against the fun part. It's just like you. But if it's not going to be constructive to my life and my goals and objectives, that's not really the crowd I want to hang on, you know, with. And eventually you just basically remove yourself from that. And that's really when you have true power, is that you can remove yourself from any situation that doesn't contribute to your wealth.
Yes.
You know, and you can, but again, you've developed that early on. Unfortunately, not everybody can do that. But it takes one thing. Being aware, you know, being awake to it, like, what the hell? And you said it, you were not who you wanted to be. And you realized that this is, I got to make some drastic changes. And I can tell you this, based on what I hear right now, the fact that you went to college and flunked that whole audition or whatever, the play, what the tryouts, I don't think that's actually, I think it was done intentional by your subconscious, because you already didn't want it. When you don't want something, we know we can succeed. But yet you don't do anything because it's not something you want. You, by default, don't give the best. You're not going to be 100%. You're just going to give 20%. And you make believe that you're doing it because deep inside of you, that's really what you really wanted. You didn't want to go there. And you did that not because it. So most people were like, you know, what the hell's wrong with this dude here? But what you did is really what you wanted. You wanted to get an out, and that was your ticket out. Like, you know, this is it. I'm out of here. Done. Mm-hmm. And that forced you to really, you know, restart your page. Your new chapter begins now. And with that baseball in it, so therefore there's no distraction, because that was your distraction. And
that
so,
was it, yeah.
It's amazing that, but I have to admire that you're still young and this happened at an early age and you were able to do this. That, again, I want to reiterate the fact that this is not for everybody at all times, you know. And so listening to your show today, to this discussion with you, I think a lot of young people would probably, you know, realize, like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm in the same position here. I'm doing the same thing. What the hell? I need to wake up and smell the beans here, the coffee, whatever, you know, and just kind of like, you know, get a new chapter and start a new life for me. And you're right. You know, you mentioned being selfish first, you know, before you can be selfless. You know, it's not really selfish. It's just being taking care of you. You're it. You got to take care of the business here of who you are, in order for you to be able to deliver to everybody around you and do better for everybody else and deliver, you know, good. Because if you're damaged, you're not going to be good to anyone, right?
I think it's a good thing. Yeah, it's not bad. Like, I feel like people get offended by that. Like, I don't want to be selfish. Like, I don't want, and it's like, who, just like, take care of yourself. It's the same shit. Just like, prioritize yourself. Like, stuff. I feel like people, they overthink things too much. It's like, keep things simple. Just, if you guys just changed what you did on a daily basis, like if you just got up an hour earlier, if you got up like half hour to an hour earlier and you dedicated like 20 to 30 minutes just to be with yourself, and then you just opened up a positive quote book and you read like a couple sentences, the reason why that's so important is it instills positive messages in your brain. Because in the morning, we are inherently negative. I know I am. I hate life when I wake up in the morning. I do. Like, I don't want to do anything. Why? Our oxygen levels are low, and positive emotions can only exist when what? Oxygen is present. So we have to get oxygen into our body. I wake up, and what I actually do, the first thing is I'll do push-ups. So I'll do push-ups as many as I can. You'll see this on my story. literally every morning, as many as I can. And then I'll sit at this desk and I'll read like a little page of this. I'll write down what I gathered from it, what I got from it. You know, after I do that, then I'll go and I'll actually do a workout. But right after I do those push-ups, I immediately like am more awake. I'm more awake and I feel better because I got up early when I could have just snoozed the alarm 5 more times. And I did the push-ups. So now I'm doing those two things, which are huge. And I'm putting positive messages into my mind. And then I'm going to the gym working out. So it's just, it puts you in a good state, a good mood.
You know, it's like a rocket booster. You get all that extra, like, you know, power that in the ignition power, what we, if you've ever seen a liftoff, I mean, there's so much tremendous torque in there and core.
Crazy.
You know, exactly. So you just get that nice boom.
You can change your state like that.
Well, it does. By the way, I love that. I do the push-ups too. And it's amazing how you feel, you know, in the morning when you do those. That just, it's a quick pump. Your blood flows, you know, faster. To your, you get a rush. and you feel pumped, like you're already like awake, like you're not in sleeping mode, you know, concept here.
Right.
But you're right. But so one thing that also you did great, you know, that got you where you are today is that self-talk. You're conscious about your position. You know, again, you're not sleeping behind the wheel there. You were really awake, and you were conflicted, but you fought right. And by the way, thank you for stating something that is powerful, because we don't want that to get misconstrued by people, is that you did not blame your family and everybody else, like that was their fault. It's not their fault. They did something for you. They put you in the practice, which, by the way, that was good. You did great. It showed you that you can succeed, and you did, but it just was not fulfilling. And so you had to find what was fulfilling for yourself. And you did. By discovering that, you just went through it, and you actually, you know, discovered also that you had the limits with who you can hang out with and so on. And that's actually a big point for people, especially our, by the way, there's no age limit to this. We can be at any given moment, you know, still surrounded by the wrong crowd and just going through the motions and not getting anything out of it. You have to decide, like, what is it that I'm looking for in my life? And at any given point, you can make that. And that's really that shift, the mindset. You know, when you start thinking, look, this is not for me, this is what I want to be. And you have to make the necessary sacrifices and switch off. So, I mean, the things that are not fulfilling, you just turn them off and move away from them, and you get into what's positive for you. And by the way, there is a great feeling to that. And that's exactly what energized who you are today. And because of that, you've built this routine, you've built the system. And the other thing is that you're not just a talker. You know, talk is cheap, as they say, right? You talk the talk, or you walk the walk. You know, you're not like, you know, talking about it and thinking about it, but you're not doing anything about it. You basically said, okay, this is not for me. What are the necessary steps? I'm going to get started. And you started, you know, doing. That's it. It's really just the way to do things is to do them. That's it. There's no other way around it. You don't play around. You just wake up, make it happen.
And I'm glad you brought up the age thing too. Like my girlfriend's 5 years older than me. I'm pretty mature for my age. But even when I like listen to somebody, I don't pay attention to age. I look at, have they done the thing that I'm trying to do? Mm-hmm. You know, like if I'm trying to lose weight, my coach or the person I'm looking at to hire is, did he lose weight on his own? Then that's a good thing. But like you said, there's a lot of talk. And I was one of those people that was just like, you know, I have these ideas and I would talk a lot, you know, like I have a big mouth and I would say, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And I wasn't doing it. And the thing is that I think people don't realize is the people are watching you. Like your spouse is listening to you say these things. This is going to be my year, babe. Like, I'm going to get ripped this year. Okay. You said that three times. Or, all right, I'm going to start going to the gym at 6 a.m. every morning before work. You're not doing that anymore. Like, you have to be one of my, so there's a quote by Marcus Aurelius. He says, straight, not straightened. So what that means is you're never going to be straightened. You're never going to be perfect. You always have to bring yourself back. You always have to realign yourself. That's why I have my morning process. Because the days where I don't do that, you know, you oversleep a little bit, you have to rush, throw your clothes on, wash your face, brush your teeth, rush out of the house and get to work, you feel like garbage. You haven't really sat down with yourself and gave yourself that self-love. Because one of the things that I've discovered on my own is your brain is always watching you. That's where your thoughts come from. If your brain is always watching you sleep in, shut the alarm off, go out and drink, even though you hate doing it and you regret it the next day, or, you know, binge at night, which was my biggest problem. I was a big eater. Your brain is going to have these thoughts that it throws at you. And it's just like, you're not enough. You know, you're not the guy. Like, you're not going to make this relationship work, or you're not going to get that next promotion. Those thoughts are not coincidence. They are placed there to guide you, for you to look at and be like, I need to focus on these areas. Because I can tell you, my thoughts now are a lot different than how they were before I started working on myself. You know, when I was out at the park with my buddies drinking like that, I was shitting on myself. You know, when I woke up from passing out, I was having tears come down my face of shame and regret. You know, because I was like, I knew. I knew that I shouldn't be doing these things. And that was the biggest thing. And the act, you can't think your way into positive thinking. You have to act your way into positive thinking, right? You want your brain to tell you you're a winner. You know, you got up early, you hit the gym, you hit your macros for the day. Like, you did all these things. By 12 p.m., you got like 5 wins stacked up. So you can't say that you can't call me a loser. I've already done these things. So you're proving to yourself is really what it is.
That's the thing. Like, a lot of us live in the idea that we want to prove ourselves to the rest of the world, but really all you need to do is prove to yourself that that you're worthy and that you can do things for yourself that make you feel better. And you're right. These talks, we have talks all the time. Everybody that's watching and listening, doesn't matter what language you speak, you know, you're having discussions within. And so the discussions can be either bad or positive. And, you know, both of them are going to sound good at the time, because when they're bad and they're just enticing you to do things that you feel fulfilling at the moment, they're still going to feel good. But you know that you're not feeling right. Your body is not really responsive. You know, you think you're doing good, but you have headaches. You're not feeling good. You're vomiting. You're got stomach aches. You know, you're not in a good place. You're, like you said, you binge food. When you eat a lot, you got all these stomach problems. You know, you have cramps. Is that really that? So, you know, you're going to have these discussions and you got to start questioning. And the thing is, really, like, the bulb is going to like turn on. Just that you take action is what makes a difference. Really, the difference is, you know, you take a stand. This is it. This is the moment. And you said the key word. There's a turning point in everybody's life. Now, we can have something manifest that is a big event that makes it a turning point. Or we can be just like, no, this is it. I'm done. It's over. I'm going to make a difference, you know, in my life. I want to be a different person. I want to be the person I really want to be. And you're right. You looked up to these people. Like, to your point, you watched these movies and you knew who you wanted to look like, to feel like. And so it's just a matter of like, how do I transit from who I am today to that? And again, but it takes you being self-aware, build, you know, the character that's going to be disciplined. And that's exactly what you developed, is discipline. That's the other thing. Without discipline, there's nothing. You know, you need to be able to do things. Consistency, you know, is a key, as they say, consistently doing the same thing over and over and build up a rhythm, a momentum, and a discipline for doing things that make you better. And we all need to do that. By the way, I'm talking, but I have the same struggles like everybody else. It is difficult to maintain, but guess what? You have to be consistent in business, in person, in life, in your love life. All of it is the same. The minute you're not giving it, you know, all these steps and really taking the actions that are necessary, you're not going to be successful on any of the above. So you just got to do the right thing. But again, it's not easy. Now, Chris, was there a time where you felt depressed at this, you know, when you were, you know, having this conflict within?
Conflict with what?
Within yourself. Like, you know, where you were like, this is not me and I want to change. Did that ever get into a depression mode?
Oh yeah, like when I first started on this personal development journey, this is kind of something because I invested in mentors too for myself, and the number one thing that I remember is it's hard to start in the beginning, but then you reach a point where you can't stop. You can't stop. So like, to a lot of you guys watching this, you may say, well, I can't stay disciplined year after year after year after year without breaking. I don't know how you do that. I say, I don't know how you do what you do. I was at that point though. But what happened was, when I started doing this, it felt so good. I never want to go back. Like, if you knew that you could do a series of tasks that would make you feel absolutely amazing about who you are, change your self-talk, change your body, change your way of thinking, your perception of the world, why would you even want to go back? I used to, like, I'll still have cravings with food, right? But it's so much easier to say no to them now than it was when I first started. And the reason why it's so easy to self-sabotage when you're trying to do these things for yourself to better your body is because you don't like who you are at that given moment. You're saying one thing in your mind, but your actions are doing something different. That means there's a disconnect. You're not in alignment. I am at a place where I am in complete alignment with my self-talk and my soul. Because my thoughts, my actions, and my energy are going down the path that is going to get the result that I want, which is to become the man that I look up to, the man that I always needed. Someone that was respectful, someone that was ripped, someone that was, you know, has that appearance, has that look. And it's not even about that. It's about having the courage to go and do those things and being proud of yourself for going out there and doing it instead of living a lie. So the main thing is you just got to start prioritizing you. And the more you can, I mess up. Like, there's days I don't get up at the exact time that I wanted to get up at. But you can't stop setting off your alarm. You have to keep trying. I wrote about it today in my post, and I said, the person that fails is the person that gave up. The person who keeps trying, they are guaranteed a possibility of getting there. But the person who gave up, they're guaranteed to fail. You just can't stop. And as you keep doing that, you'll be like, oh, this triggers this. You know, like a great secret that I have for cravings is you have pickles. You get the zero calorie pickles, you have a pickle or two, that craving goes away. But the main thing, it's just a little joke, but it does help. But
I love pickles.
I know, me too. I love pickles. But the main thing is when you have that temptation, you're almost waiting for it. So you almost want to, because you don't want to judge someone based on, you don't want to judge yourself based on like how you are when things are going great, when you're motivated. That doesn't matter, right? You want to judge yourself based on how you are when you're not feeling up to it, because that's a true test of your character. It's who you are when no one's watching. It's who you are when you don't feel like getting out of bed. That is a true sign of your character. This is my self-talk. This is what I say when I don't feel like doing those things. I didn't think this way when I first started. I was like, oh, I don't feel like it. Screw this. I'm just going back to sleep. Now, because it feels so good, I'm like, no, this is what a successful 10.0 version of Chris Carabasanos does. He doesn't stop. He keeps going. And we just keep going and we keep going and we keep getting better and evolving and getting better. And now my brain is saying, he does this, this, this. He gets up early. He doesn't miss. He keeps going. Chris never gives up. No matter how many times he fails. And you just keep going. And then you get to a point where you're like, oh my God, 6 months ago, I looked like that. Oh my God. And you start to think about how you used to be. And this is a true sign of growth, where the things that you used to do that seem normal to you, you could never do right now. Like, I could never have 5 slices of pizza right now. I could never have like 6 glasses of wine. Like, me and my girlfriend used to order Italian food and we would DoorDash. I could DoorDash and we could eat out. We just got to plan it accordingly. But I can't binge eat how I used to. I would never do that. I can't. I would feel horrible. I can't even do it. It would be atrocious. Like, I can't even see it. I can't feel it. I can't resonate with it. I feel so good that I can't even see myself doing that. I can't see myself not setting my alarm and getting up anywhere from 4 to 5 a.m. I used to say I'm not a morning person. I used to say I can't go to sleep unless my stomach is full. You guys have to listen to what you say to yourself, because that's allowing you to be where you are. You know, like, I don't speak like that to myself anymore. I get up early every day and I feel great. You got to keep going.
Well, thank you, Chris. There's a few things there. First of all, I feel motivated just listening to you right now. I mean, you know, like, we all need that little reset, like a reminder. And this was a terrific, you know, show. I mean, I'm so happy that we're having this conversation today, because every day, you know, like, you know, you keep doing, and even the best motivated people, they need sometimes to hear it again.
Of course.
You know, and reinforcement is always a good thing. But what you said is a powerful thing. You know, you're right. We get used to a certain routine, and then, you know, it's very difficult, especially like when you're ready to make the change and you're like, oh my God, this is difficult. But what happens if you start thinking about it, like, this is my new high. This is my new addiction. And really, that's what it is. You just trade one bad addiction with a better addiction that is actually healthier for you. So if you start thinking that way, again, mindset, right? It's just looking at the 6 or 9. It's the same, you know, depends on the angle. I'm just switching this is my new high. I wake up in the morning, get a pump. I get a little read, you know, that, you know, that gets my brains, you know, functioning good, get a little bit of motivation. And those are like, actually they manifest through the day. If you start your day positive, your day goes well. And by the way, this doesn't fail. Anyone watching or listening, you start with a bad mood in the morning and it's really just crampy, crappy. All the worst negative stuff is coming up. That
we all need this.
Yeah, we all need it. I mean, yeah, that day is not going to be good. So you can pump yourself up, as you said, look in the mirror. And that's the thing, self-talk, be aware, and reinforce those convictions that, yes, I want to look better, I'm going to do stuff. And you're right, always go back to the root. Like, this is where I was, this is where I am, and there's no way I'm going to go back there. And listen, I have a story personally that I've had years back where I gave myself a year where I just didn't do anything. I binged, eat and do all the bad things. And I gained so much weight, it wasn't funny. I mean, I couldn't even breathe walking. That's how bad it was. I would never want to go back there. I know that is not something I want to experience ever in my life. So I am so cautious about it. And, you know, as you age a little bit, you know, it gets a little difficult. But you know what? I still have the discipline. I still got to do what I got to do and maintain. You know, it doesn't matter. And that's actually for all of us, folks. You're watching and listening. There's no one. I mean, if you get not healthy, no one is going to help you. I mean, let's face it. Again, we hear this expression all the time: health is wealth. We have the iHealth channel, iHealth Radio. It's all about health and wellness, folks. And fitness, nutrition is part of that. And so now that transits me. Let's talk about a little bit. You mentioned the macros. You mentioned, you know, the workouts. So let's talk about that. The role of those. I mean, we get the picture that it's important, but let's talk about what do you recommend in terms of like what works? Because you talked, I mean, because we eat, like you said, like we eat a lot of stuff. We eat at night. As you said, you used to convince yourself that, you know, I can't go to sleep with an empty stomach. I mean, that's actually the wrong thing to do, but who knew, right? You know, we
are kind of
like, yeah. I mean, you do eat and you're going to doze off, your sugars are going to be like all over the place. But the fact of the matter, we all did that, you know, at a point or another, but it's not good. So let's talk about a little bit of nutrition, you know, and your expertise on that. And then let's talk as well as the, like, what works in terms of your workout, you know, concept, so we can get a good balance between healthy. Now, we got the mindset shifted, but now let's talk about what we can, you know, do to eat healthier and work out better. Is it, you know, personal training? I know you talked about barbells and stuff. Let's talk about like what that looks like in terms of a regimen for people to actually get in. Ultimately, what we want to talk about is your business, your coaching, and how you can help people, and what does your program look like?
So the main thing is the first thing in my program is you need to drop all vices, and that's what we work towards. So the things that you do in the moment that are pleasurable that end up you regret later on, right? That's what a vice is. So the first thing is we have to develop your ability to say no, right, to that vice. So we have to instill discipline in you. You know, I don't really like, I'm not one of these coaches that is, you could eat your favorite foods and you're going to get that result. I don't go that route because that route does not work for me. Now that doesn't mean that I don't eat my favorite foods. What I'm saying is in the beginning stages, right, because there's different stages along this personal development journey. The first stage is we have to develop you, your ability to say no. And the way we do that is we have to instill discipline by getting you to be in uncomfortable situations. So mainly the most biggest problem with people is their nutrition, right? That's the area that really they have the most trouble in, right? They don't know how much of proteins, fats, and carbs to eat, or maybe they do, but then they can't stick to it because they feel deprived and they go and they have pizza. So the main thing is we have to have a structured workout plan. This day we hit chest, this day we hit back. I personally love the push-pull legs, right? Push-pull legs is fine. The reason why I like it is because when I don't have a regimen, I'm going to be like, okay, what didn't I train in the most amount of time? I'm going to train that. Or let's say I don't feel like training. All right, so I'm just going to take the day off. No, we have set days of when you're going to hit each body part. Okay, I have your calendar set up in my custom app. You're going to see that. I'm also going to have your macros dialed into a T for your body. The macronutrient breakdown is simple. Basically, want to have you eating. I usually do, with people removing fat, it's pretty standard. Everyone's a little bit different with the building of muscle part, but body weight carbs in grams, lean body mass in grams for protein, and low fat. when you guys are eating this way, it's going to help with, see, what a lot of people is they overeat. We eat very big portions. So we have to change the habit of how you eat, right? Which is a little bit shorter portions. You're eating just the right amount of food to where you are promoting muscle growth, but your body is eating its own fat. I have you on a holistic diet, right? Proteins, fats, and carbs. I don't eliminate carbs. I don't eliminate, fats or I keep holistic diet, right? You have each macronutrient. A funny thing happened to me when I started doing this, because I was very skinny and I actually bulked for like 3 years. I was petrified of cutting. That was like my roadblock, right? Because I had like my insecurities with not just, you know, my confidence, but how I visually looked, because I was very skinny. So I overcompensated and bulked too much and I got fat. You know, I had that like stupid muffin top kind of thing. So I was one of those guys that worked out 6 days a week, but really didn't look the part. So I had to hire somebody to help me cut. And it was one of the best things I ever did, was invest in myself, like pay for it. You know, that was the best thing, because you guys can think you're doing something properly, but when you have a coach and let's say he gives you the same thing that you're already doing, you naturally, just living your life, you have blind spots that you don't see. You have things that you're doing that you think are good, but they're really holding you back. So all it takes is a little bit of fine tweaking in certain things, and then boom, now you're off to the races. There's so many, like, that was the best thing I did, because I didn't even know that. I was the type of person who was like, I don't need to count my macros. I know my caloric intake, sure, but like, I don't need to dial in my macros. It was the best thing I ever learned. The best thing. I lost 17 pounds in 6 weeks and 25 pounds of fat in like 5 months. Got to like 9.6 digit body fat. I was up there. That was when I was eating Italian food with my girlfriend, like practically every time we hung out, drinking wine. And that instilled discipline in me, because I had this habit of just eating late at night, drinking, and I had to drop that and get cut. And it was the best thing I ever did, because now I have the ability to say no to things I know are not good for me. But if I want to have a glass of wine, now I'm at a point where I can plan that and be like, okay, now we're going to have a glass of wine here. I'm going to have pasta on this night. I'm just going to keep my carbs depleted, and then we can go out and we can leave room for it. But you guys can't do that in the beginning, because you will not be able to do it. You can't contain yourself. You guys will have the pasta and you'll be like having a glass of wine. You're like, all right, let's have another one. That's the problem with following your own program. The problem is it's your own program. When you have someone else, they're holding you accountable and they're able to see what you don't see. Like my macros, I had my macros and I was like, oh yeah, these are good, but I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Like there's a strategy with how to do it. You guys should be dropping 1 to 2 pounds per week. If you're not, you're not doing it right. You're not. It shouldn't be that slow. And it shouldn't be that quick either, where you lose like 20 pounds in like a week.
So Chris, thank you. And by the way, you've used the word accountability a few times. And I think that's a big deal, right? You have to be accountable to the actions you take and the steps that you're putting yourself through. That's a big deal. So thank you for clarifying it. And by the way, when I hear you, I mean, and everybody that's watching or listening right now, it's not really rocket science. It's a pretty simple process, but you're right. It is the transition that's difficult. You are, and your body is so conditioned to a certain way, and all of a sudden you're going to crash that body. But it's not, I think one of the biggest problems we have, and you know, I think in the U.S. more than let's say in Europe, I mean, they have a different type of food concept, even though like you mentioned Italian food, you know, a bit. But if you go to Italy, they don't eat the same portions they would eat here.
I lost body fat. We went to Italy for our anniversary in September. I lost body fat and I was drinking wine every night and having pasta.
You see, I didn't have to say much. I mean, you just confirm. But that's really the thing, right? It's a different type of food concept we have in the U.S. Basically, you go to a restaurant. I mean, you get a meal that a whole family can share, literally, in your plate. And that's the other thing. The more you have on your plate, the more you're going to be like, I want to finish my plate. Like, we all kind of were raised in the concept, finish your
plate.
You
don't need it, right?
Yeah. You don't need it. But you usually and here's the worst part. I can do it. Let me take it to go. And then there's always room for dessert. That's the other one that we hear all the time. And so you pack it up.
There's no structure. You guys got to have structure. You got to be like, nope, I have to have this amount of room. That's why we'll give, because flexibility, that window of flexibility gets wider and wider and wider and wider. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'll take it to go. Yeah, I'll have this. Because there's no structure. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of having it. You guys can have what you enjoy, but you have to earn it. You're not there yet. We have to get you dialed in. Get your veins popping. Get you feeling good, looking nice. Then when you have pasta, you'll have even more veins popping out because your body fat is so low. And your veins can, the influx of carbs can push the veins out and you'll look better. But if you guys are bloated and you guys have too much body fat, it's not going to work. There's a certain way you got to do it.
Well, thank you. And again, you said also something that is interesting, and I've heard it over and over and over, that you've invested in yourself. You also had your own coaching and mentoring to get you the help that you needed when you needed it to transit to where you are today. So again, that's an important piece. I think we all need some sort of assistance and help. And in our lives, there's always, you need, even the best mentors have mentors. And that's just what it is. I mean, a coach, usually has somebody that they go to, like the go-to guy or gal, right? That's who gives you the little wisdom and, hey, I'm stuck about this. What's up? And they'll guide you. And every one of us can use that kind of help. Now, obviously, we do these shows, these help as well, but it's not the same as you have someone that is monitoring with you along the way, every step of the way, and helping you get through the process, because it is brutal and it will be a shift. I mean, you need to change your patterns, right? I mean, there's certain things that you've been doing for years, and it is going to be a brutal wake up. Hey, wake up, smack, boom. This is not where you used to be. But the price of it is that in a couple of weeks, a couple of months, you'd be like, whoa, this is not, this is great. I mean, your energy level is going to be different. You're right. You're going to be better presence to everybody around you. Your
happens
girlfriend,
quick.
Your wife, your husband, your family, your kids, your parents. You're going to be just at work. Whatever you're going to do, you're going to be a much more pleasant person because you have all this level of energy and you feel right about yourself. That's the other thing. You're going to have a higher level of self-esteem. So you walk like, you mean it.
I used to be like at family events or something, like my aunt's house or something. And I wasn't proud of who I was depressed. But like when you are like that, when you go like this, when you just like get all quiet and you have that like that blank stare, people are noticing that you are affecting them. They are being affected by that energy. They're like, is he okay? Like, but they're not going to say anything. Some will, but some might not. Like when you show up to an event and you're like, what's up, guys? How's everything going? And you're proud of who you are positively affecting those around you. It's just those little things. And you think people don't notice, but they do. I've had people tell me numerous times, like, dude, you look so much happier. Like, you look like you're more awake. I was tired all the time because I just wanted to escape. I wanted to sleep. I wanted to go and eat. I didn't want to get up out of bed because I hated life.
Now you're full of energy, you're full of love of life, and you're happy and you're enjoying. And not only that, you're changing people's lives. And that's another, satisfaction right there by knowing that you're helping other people, make a difference in their life and be better people. So now let's talk about your program. What does that consist on in terms of timing and, if someone signs up with you, is that a particular time frame that they have to commit to? Is it, and you mentioned something about having your own customized app and where you put all the stuff. So let's talk about that a little bit more in detail.
Yeah. So the first thing is, there's two programs you can go with. I have mindset coaching, which is strictly mindset. We get on a Zoom call kind of like this. It's one-on-one, 60 minutes. I come up with your non-negotiable actions based on the things that you're going through. The second offer is mindset training and nutrition. That's when we dial in your workout nutrition, program. That's when you have also, you're going to have the custom mobile app. I'll have your macros dialed in for you and we'll get on weekly coaching calls. It's going to be me and the team, basically me and all my clients. We do a Q&A And we break it down from any questions or concerns that you're having with regards to eating, working out, feeling a muscle. I have a certification in posture too. So some people might have like shoulder pain or something or knee pain. And I'll give them some corrective exercises too to help them relieve that if they have that. And that's it. The basic plan, most people go with the mindset training and nutrition, and they graduate to the mindset strictly coaching, right? Which is where we really dial in what it is that is on a deep core level that's really the thing that's holding you back the most. And that's where we have the deep, deep conversations too. Like the things that really people don't want to talk about in front of other people. That's where we really dial that in. But most people go with the first one, with the mindset training and nutrition.
Thank you. Now, this is available male, female. Is there an age particular limit if someone's drunk? Because, I mean, everybody is the same. So their journey is going to be different, I'm assuming. So everybody, so you work based on their, I guess, body and where they are at that particular
moment. So the thing is, yeah, so we do any age. The main thing is 18 and older, men and women. But the thing is, if you guys watch my content is geared towards keeping you in alignment. So once you guys are in the program, you guys are going to have your blueprint, the things that must get done. And if you guys go on Instagram, you guys watch my posts, you guys are going to see the things that I'm saying and posting. I'm kind of keeping you from falling off. I'm kind of speaking to my audience. And I've had my clients tell me that. They're like, yo, you're talking about exactly what I'm going through. And I'm like, I'm talking to me, talking to my own self too, because those are the things that I've dealt with. Because I know what it's like to be like, all right, I got to start. But you can't seem to stay consistent. You can't seem to get the ball rolling. Because we all know this information. It's very simple. But what is it that separates the people that do it and the people that just talk, right? My caption today of my post was, I've failed so many times that I became successful. That was my title. And it's true. I've failed numerous times. Like all of 2020, 2021, it was me missing my wake up time. It was me just not getting up on time. Because I was like, I can't do this. And I kept doing it over and over. I would keep setting my alarm, but I kept missing. And it was just like, in this thing in the back of my head. Like, if you guys have that thing in the back of your head, you got to drop these 10 pounds, drop these 20 pounds. That is your calling. Like, you know what's funny? The thing, I have to say this, with my tattoo, right? I got this like 3.5 weeks ago. When I went a year ago to get tattooed. When I went, I had the stencil put on my arm, which is the ink they put on before they actually start tattooing. And I was not really confident in myself, and I was not confident in the fact of me doing it. And right before he put the needle on my arm, I was like, dude, I'm feeling very apprehensive right now. I'm like, I gotta stop. And I left. And I felt like such garbage. So what happened was, as time went on, I got more dialed in with myself, like with my personal development, and I got more confident. I began to think more clearly. I was like, yo, I deserve this. Like, I'm ready for this. And that's the point you guys have to get to. Because once you start doing this, you'll start to see things clearly and things that you know you deserve. Not just that you want, you're going to take it. You're going to take it because you deserve it. Because the people that talk and don't take action, they know they don't deserve it. But the people that go and they show up and they just take the spot, those are the people that succeed. You guys are leaving it on the table. You have to just go and take it. And this is your stepping stone to get everything else. And that's literally what happened to me. Like, I noticed it. I was like, oh my God, I can do anything because I have the discipline. I could become an astronaut. Like, it doesn't matter because this is the stepping stone.
You know, it's funny you said that because there is a movie on Netflix that's a true story based on a dude that wanted to go to space and become an astronaut. And he submitted his request to join the program for years, and literally years. It was like 13 years or something. Every year he would do it. They sent him no, and he keeps doing it. And then he went in person and he says, I want to do it. And then it's a great story for someone talking about persistence and really have commitment and determination that you want to succeed and you want to be in something. There is no limit to what you can do, but you have to have the discipline, the consistency. And you said it, you have to be in it to win it.
We limit ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you said it earlier, like, you know, you need to be involved. If you're not there, you're going to miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right? That's the expression. So it's the same thing. You also mentioned something about, you know, people that give up are the ones who fail. You never failed, actually. Those times that you didn't wake up, those don't fail. They were just tryouts. You know, you kept trying to get into it until you got in. But had you stopped, then you would have failed. You know, and that's really the concept. So again, folks, none of us fail until we give up on whatever we are, you know, working towards. And again, working towards means action, not talking about working towards. Like, you know, we hear a lot, I'm going to try. Don't try, just do. I mean, that's all there is. You know, you can try, you're going to do it and figure it out, not just try to do it, because you're never going to get there. You'll be like, I'm going to try later.
I have a guy, he's a client of mine. I'm also an in-person trainer, right? But he was talking to me and he was asking me like seven questions, like all at once. I'm like, dude, wait. Because he asked me, he's like, because he saw on TikTok, he saw the famous bodybuilder, Chris Bumstead, the Mr. Olympia. He's like, if I do a bicep curl this way versus this way, is that go? I'm like, stop. Just, this was like his eighth question in like a matter of like 5 minutes. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Okay. Just master the meal plan, master this workout plan, and you will do just fine. Okay. Later on down the road, we can do those other things, but just don't focus on supplementation if you can't even get your ass to the gym. Okay. Don't focus on doing these sexy things when you can't even tie your shoes. Master the basics, and then you can start to do the other stuff.
You know,
we have an application. We can't apply what we know. We could go on the internet and look up any program, but we can't do it because we don't have the discipline.
That is true. It's all available. But, you know, it's funny that the example you gave is that's very typical. I mean, I've been in martial arts all my life. And one of the things that is clear in martial arts, and doesn't matter what arts you do pick, you know, you can't go into those fancy techniques like that you see, like, you know, we watch. I mean, I follow all kind of, you know, arts. And I mean, they're great. These people are expert at what they do. But they took him years and years to really have the finesse and to make it look like it's flawless and just a quick thing.
Right.
When you're going to be brand new at this, it's going to suck. You're going to be so slow. It's going to be all messed up. And you got to learn your basic. How do you do it? How you make your turns? How you do this? And, you know, I mean, as basic as punches and blocks and kicks. I mean, that takes discipline. You stand before you can, the floor, you know, work out if you're doing BJJ or judo or any of those arts.
Right.
So you got to work these basic elements before you can get into your defensive stuff. But it will get there, but you just got to get started and have, you know, and that's why, like, in martial arts, it's very disciplined. You got rank and you have, you know, these levels that you cross before you can get to that thing. But that goes about life in general. You're right. Someone joins the program, you need to crawl before you're going to walk and before you can run. So you need to get there. And listen, there's nothing. If it was a pill or maybe like the Matrix, you just plugged in and like, I want to learn martial arts and become an expert in 10 seconds. That's a different story. But that doesn't work that way, folks. We got to do the work and really feel that.
I wouldn't even want that. Like, I wouldn't even want that because the work that I did, the amount of days I strung together where I got up early and I did the hard shit, that's what does
pleasure.
It's not even the result. It's not. Yeah. You'll get the abs. You'll get the butt. I swear to God, like, that was the thing. It was just doing. Yeah, literally. It's doing the hard. I used to hate all of it. Like, it's wild. You guys got to have structure, though. That's it.
Well, you know, Chris, thank you. And it's amazing. But because if you hear any, you know, great talks, you know, out there, you know, this whole, on all success stories, they'll tell you it's not when you get to the success, it's the journey that got you there. That's really the flavor of it, you know. And then when you start reminiscing, like thinking like what it took you to get there, because you can become super rich, you can become super fit, but it's that time. I mean, again, martial arts, it's the journey to get you to that rank and get into that final test, and finally you get that belt. I mean, it's like, whoa, yeah, baby. You know, or like going to, I don't know, MMA, whatever, becoming, you know, into the superstar concept, and now you're under, you know, the television sets and stuff, you know, it becomes a whole thing, but it's the journey to get there. You just can't go overnight to do that. And you're right. It's, if it was that quick, and by the way, anything that happens so quick, there's no pleasure into it.
No.
Anything that takes long, I mean, even cooking, and as simple as that, if you prepare your meals and you know what you do, you enjoy it. than if it just wrapped and just dumped into a plate in front of you.
Like, so, when I get home, when I get home from work and I'm starving, I used to just like throw spaghetti or something in a dish with meatballs or something, and you know, I get a big glass of soda and I'm just loaded up, loaded up, loaded up. I didn't put any. But when I get home and I'm starving and I'm like, nope, I still got to weigh my food. I still have to make sure. And I'm prolonging that time, even though I am home. By the time I sit down to eat that meal, it is so enjoyable because I prolonged it so much, right? To where I take so much pleasure in the littlest things, where all of us take things for granted, right? When you get up early, you take for granted the fact that you have a bed that you can sleep in and wake up. Like, you start to see things differently. Right now, it's just whatever's comfortable. But what's comfortable is what's hurting you. So we have to break you out of that. That's the thing.
Let's get comfortable with uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
You know, so Chris, listen, I mean, this was a fun discussion. I've enjoyed it. We've exceeded our hour here, but, you know, it was just fun. And now you and I, we talked about the name and you mentioned, you know, it's a Greek. So I love Greek food. So is there anything about Greek food that we should know about in terms of, like, you know, the health? Because I think it's healthy food. I don't know.
Dude, you could eat it. Yeah, you could have it. You could have it. I had a sick gyro. Oh my God. There's a Greek place right by my house I went to. You guys could do it. You guys could have Greek food. You guys could have Italian food at some points. It's just a matter of, you got to make it work. You got to make it work within your means. There's a certain way you got to do it. And the thing is, that's why having that structure was the biggest thing I ever did. But yeah, as far as Greek food, I don't, I mean, yeah, I'll, whenever I go out to eat in general, I'll make sure that I have room for it. But that's probably the most easiest food that you could eat when it comes to going out. Like, so if you're going to go out and you still want to be good, have some Greek food. Chicken souvlaki. You guys can have gyros. You got, as long as it fits, you guys.
Don't make me hungry. It's getting late, man. I can't have any meals now. Well, thank you, dude. I appreciate it. So now, how can we have people connect with you? Where do they go to connect and I guess enroll in your program?
Yeah. Instagram, you guys can see. You guys will see every day. I'm on my stories. I'm posting the same, my positive acts I'm doing every day. It's chris.caravasanos. And then Facebook is Chris, and then my last name. You guys can find me there. So you guys just follow me and watch my content. You guys will see what it's all about. You guys could just not even be in the program, and you guys could just watch, and you guys can take those little things from it, and you guys can start implementing it into your own life. And you guys will see. You guys will see it. You know, so it's just.
You know what you said, Chris. You know what you said, Chris. You know, seeing is one thing, but you need someone to guide you. And you're right. The information is available out there, but it's having someone to oversee that information in the process. So they still can.
That was the biggest thing for me, because you guys could watch, but the thing is when you guys watch, like, I have people like that too. They'll be like, Chris, I've been watching you, but like, I'm still struggling with this. I'm like, you gotta come on, hop on the team, bro. Like, you gotta pay attention. Like, I invested $3,000 in my personal development program, right? My program is not $3,000, but I invested that much for myself, and it paid off, right? So, and I was 23 when I did that. So you guys, there's no excuse. You can't make your life work around, your life can't work around your fitness. Your fitness can't work around your life. Life has to work around your fitness. Fitness has to be a priority. That's all it is. So your excuses are invalid, okay? Because you have to be willing to be like, this is it for me. Like, I have to make this work. It's the one investment that you can make where you're guaranteed a positive result. You could try stocks. You could try real estate. You could try this thing, that thing. But this investment in yourself, getting your workouts, which are guaranteed to help you with anxiety, your depression, your mental health, your macronutrients to help you with your health, your hormones, building muscle, and burning body fat. One of our biggest problems in America. It's guaranteed to help you, right? And that's what I say to people when they're like, can I try? I'm like, do you want to guarantee your way to get to the result, or do you want a maybe to get to your result? Because if you go with this structured meal plan that's going to help you, you're guaranteed to get there. If you're not dropping a pound or two per week, it's not the right plan for you. And this will, because it's just numbers. It's just going to add up to exactly what you need. So.
Right. Well, thank you, Chris. And it's amazing. It's all fact. And you're right. I mean, fitness, if you're fit, everything else will align. And by the way, you touch on something that the best of the best ever have stated the same, which is you got to invest in yourself before. That's the best investment you can do before you can invest in anything else. And if you improve yourself, then everything else gets, you know, aligned exactly where you need it to be. So thank you for bringing that up. And that aligns for everything. Yeah. And of course, without help, without your fitness, your health is not there. And without help, you're not going to be good to anything. Your performance is going to suck. You know, your relationships are going to suck, everything. And then you're not going to be in the best place to that you would like to be. And we all want to be optimized, right? And be in optimal health. So why not? Well, that's right. Well, so Chris, you know, thank you so much. Anything that you want to leave our audiences with today?
The world is not as it is. The world is as you are. So if you want to fix your world, if you want to start making yourself be in a position where you can thrive in your life and actually feel good about your day to day, then you have to just make yourself a better human being. You know, if you saw you walking down the street, what would you think about yourself? Right? Do you feel like when you look over, if you looked over at yourself when you were at the beach, how would you feel about yourself? This really requires you guys to drop your ego, because the ego is the biggest thing that'll hold you where you are. It really is. That's the only way you guys can be fully self-aware, honest with yourself, and see your weaknesses. Because a lot of times you can't see your weaknesses because of your ego. That's why when you invest, you guys can see your blind spots. And that's where, just like how I saw my blind spots, you'll see the things that are standing out to you and you're like, wow, I really shouldn't be doing that. And it's usually the thing that you never thought you would be the problem, but it actually is. Because we have these beliefs that are just instilled in us from when we were younger, right? Beliefs instilled in us from just living life. And it's like, these things need to be looked at and stripped away, because that's why you keep going in circles.
Well, those are great words of wisdom, folks. I mean, you got to take those things to the bank. Definitely check out the Instagram with Chris, you know, angles, and link up to him and hopefully connect with him and see what, if you need the help. I mean, definitely Chris can make that change and that difference with you and your health. So it's worth at least looking into, right? So let's not, you know, be lazy and let's do it. All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Had a great time. Awesome. Yeah, true pleasure, man. And by the way, I'm humbled that, you know, that I've learned a few things. You reminded me a few things. You pumped me up a little bit more. So, you know, I'm a winner right now just by listening to you here. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's it. You're welcome. Well, that's it, folks. Hope you enjoyed our, you know, nice little chat here. I mean, there's a lot of nuggets here to take home. So please do so. And again, you know, Chris, Kavasnos, you know, just connect with him on Instagram, and I'll have the link as well on the description of the show. So please do. And that's about it for now. We'll be talking soon. New day, new show, new guest. Bye for now.